There's a military museum in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that commemorates people who have received the National Medal of Honor. This past spring, museum officials closed the museum because of street construction. This was supposed to be temporary. The 12-member volunteer staff found a new place for the museum, only to discover that the new building would have to undergo asbestos removal. Now the museum doesn't have enough money to reopen. Executive Director Lieutenant Colonel Lynn Carr says the museum does an important job of preserving military history by displaying artifacts from every war in which the U.S. has been involved.
We have about anything you could think of. We have weapons displays. We have one of the most unique helmet displays anywhere in the world. We've got helmets that go from pre-World War I up to the present time. Probably the focal point of the museum is the 1945 Willis Jeep that was donated by the 82nd Airborne Association that we have. And almost all the children that come in have to play on that Jeep. And all the adults, too, will come by and take a look at it because it's fully operational.
The stories. I never get tired of hearing the stories of Medal of Honor winners.
Well, they're all very good. And if you stay around these Medal of Honor people very much, they're going to be real quick to tell you that they didn't win anything. They received it because they feel like receiving the Medal of Honor was, you know, it's not like that you've actually won a prize because in the 20th century, we've 7 out of 10 Medal of Honor recipients were posthumous. So I guess the Desmond Doss story is one of the most unique stories that comes to mind. He was a conscientious objector in World War II and was a medic assigned to an army unit, infantry unit, and they went up on a small plateau on one of the Pacific Islands, and 76 of his comrades were wounded, and he himself was wounded. And it took him a day and a half to lower them off that plateau, being under fire the entire time, to get them down where they could be cared for. And he was the last one to be removed after getting everyone else down. And I guess I relate to that one the best because Desmond lives here about 25 miles from Chattanooga, and he and his wife Frances come to the museum quite often. And if we have large groups, he's very good about coming down and speaking to them for us.
Any ideas about fundraising?
Well, grants are what we're trying to pursue the most at this point in time. We're sending a grant request to the NRA. They fund things like that due to the fact that we have weapons and we keep up the historical importance of those. We're in a revitalizing area of Chattanooga, and there are some funds that may be available through that area that we're going to pursue with that.
You have dreams of a grand reopening with a whole bunch of recipients there?
Yes, sir. When we get this thing open back up, we're going to send out invitations to all the living Medal of Honor recipients and see how many we can get in. Now, when they opened it the first time initially, they had 23 here, and we're hoping to have a few more than that when we open the next time.
Well, thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you about this.
Lieutenant Colonel Lynn Carr, Executive Director for the National Medal of Honor Museum of Military History in Chattanooga, Tennessee.